If you are a fan of rap, if you follow new artists, then you've probably heard of Krayshawn. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. I'm looking like Madonna, but I'm flossing like Ivana Trump. Her song Gucci, Gucci was a monster hit online. Young, rich, and flashy. I be where the cash be. You can't find that. I think you need a Google map. Krayshawn was nominated for a Best New Artist Award at this year's MTV Video Music Awards, or VMAs. She didn't win, but it was a sign of her growing following. But at the same time, her music and her persona have sparked outsized buzz among hip-hop fans and critics. Krayshawn often performs with two other rappers in a group that she calls the White Girl Mob, and some criticize her style as a stereotype and her lyrical content as offensive. And just to let you know, we will be hearing some of those controversial lyrics in a moment, because Krayshawn joins us now. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I understand that you just signed a big deal with Columbia Records, so congratulations are in order.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah, so tell me what that's like. You've been out here working and doing your thing, and then a deal like this comes along. Tell me what's on your mind right now.
Well, you know, right now it's just like, you know, taking in a new job, basically, and just learning how to, you know, do press and learning how to do shows and just learning how to travel and be like an everywhere type of woman. So, you know, it's exciting, especially learning the business side of stuff, you know.
Well, no, it's exciting for us to kind of, we feel like we're catching you just kind of on the cusp of a new chapter. Tell us a little bit about how you did grow up. You grew up in Oakland, as I understand. Tell us a little bit more if you would.
Yeah, I grew up in the Bay Area. I was born in San Francisco. I was raised in Oakland, so I'm like super Bay Area born. And, you know, it's just really multicultural up there. And there's a lot of subcultures just from like anything, like from rockabilly to like crazy punk scenes to, you know, a huge rap scene. And there's just all kinds of things you can do out there. So I was just raised to really embrace myself and just be, you know, whatever I want to be and do anything I wanted to do. So
tell me about the White Girl Mob. It's not just girl mob. It's not, you know, friend mob. It's White Girl Mob. Tell me a little bit about it. Why is that important to put the white in there? Well, you are white. I'm not saying you shouldn't be white, but is it important for you to kind of represent being white in rap?
Well, the White Girl Mob was just me and my two sisters. And, you know, we made this up before the rap and everything started popping off. Sometimes, like, I realize that, you know, that is kind of like a crazy name, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, there's been successful groups like the NWA who've had, like, you know, which is, it's not the same as the White Girl Mob, but it has, like, the same type of group name, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, not only do you talk about, you know, race in a funny way, you know, in a funny way, but you also talk about something that Americans don't often like to talk about, which is class and this whole question of what it means to have money or not to have money, and which is something, of course, that Gucci Gucci also alludes to. But I just want to play a little bit of a clip from, and I just have to give a language advisory here. This is not a word that everybody wants to hear, but it's, parents be advised. It's this clip is from Rich Horse. Here it is. Rich Horse, Rich Horse, spending at the thrift store. Line it up, sniff horse, sniff horse. Rich Horse, Rich Horse, spending at the thrift store. What was the inspiration for this?
That song was kind of just like, you know, it's just like a jam song for like people to have fun to. And, you know, there's definitely a culture of women like from upper class families who, you know, end up going to art school or going to school in New York or San Francisco or LA. And, you know, I'm not saying like they all, you know, party, but I'd have to say, you know, a good percentage of them party. And that song is just kind of a song for everyone to just get wild to, for sure.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're visiting with rapper Krayshawn. We're talking about her music, her style, and some of the reasons why she pushes people's buttons. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is that your music, your style, and I've also listened to a lot of your interviews, a lot of what you're saying is that it's important just to be yourself, be whoever you want to be. It's interesting that there have been these long, impassioned pieces on the music blogs, you know, asking, you know, are you for real or are you pretending to be black in order to build cred, this kind of thing. I'm curious about a number of things. First of all, what do you make of it, especially since you're only just at the beginning of your career? So I'm curious, like, why you think you push all these people's buttons, and then to the substance of it. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you know, you got to remember, you know, I'm a product of my environment. Like, I grew up in Oakland, and I've seen every race all get along and all live on the same street and be in the same community. So, like, you know, for people to say, like, someone is supposed to act a certain way because of their race, or they're not supposed to act this way because of their race, like, I think that's racist. Like, you can't tell a certain race, like, you're supposed to act this way and you're not supposed to act this way because of what color you are. Like, that's just holding everybody back. You know what I'm saying? And if I grew up, you know, in the ghetto, like, and I wasn't taught any other way to talk or a way to act or other food to eat or just, like, anything like that, like, what am I supposed to do, you know? Like, is there a class I'm supposed to take to learn how to be white, you know? Or, you know, if a black person grew up in a rich community, and is there a class that they're supposed to take, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I'm just being me, and that's why I don't even read, like, all that stuff, because all they say is just, like, a whole bunch of made-up stuff most of the time.
Where do you get the inspiration from for your songs?
I get a lot of inspiration, you know, lately, you know, from traveling, and just, you know, I got the inspiration from Gucci, from, you know, growing up in Oakland and then coming down to LA and just seeing the difference between, like, the LA culture and the Bay Area culture. Like, in LA, like, there's a lot of, like, materialism and, you know, people who think they're better than each other because of the clothes they wear or how they dress. And in Oakland, it's not like that, you know? Like, everybody who's broke all lives in the same community. Like, we're all from the same area, and we all know each other. So in LA, it's just, like, everything is separated by, like, class and materialism and stuff like that. So, you know, that's...
If you come out to D.C. and I see you rocking a Gucci bag, I'm going to call you out, right?
Yeah, you have the acceptance to slap me if you want to.
Well, I won't be slapping you, but I will be calling you out. Okay, now, you know, I have to ask you about the language piece, because I understand that you said in an interview that you don't use the N-word. You know, it's just the perpetual thing about rap and hip hop is, you know, the language. You don't use the N-word, right, to describe black people. That's correct. But you do use the B-word.
Yeah.
A lot, freely.
The female dog word.
The female dog word. What's up with that?
Yeah.
What's up with that? A lot of people view them as equivalent, at least in terms of disrespect. So tell me about that.
Well, it's crazy because, you know, a lot of interviews I get, people have called me a feminist rapper. Like, people have called me a feminist rapper, and I would say, you know, I'm making music more geared towards women, but at the same time, you know, you get a lot of guys that'll call you the B word and stuff like that. But when you're within a group of your girlfriends, it's different. Like, all your girlfriends call each other that to get your attention, or, you know, like, in a joking way. So, you know, it's all just in a joking way to connect with female fans, because, I mean, if you called a guy that, he would probably be pretty mad at you, you know what I'm saying? But if you call a girl that and you know this girl, like, it's not in a disrespectful way.
Okay, well, I won't be calling you that. And hopefully you won't be calling me that, just so we're clear, okay? All right. Okay. All right. Well, before we let you go, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and as I said, congratulations on everything you're doing. And when you become Madonna huge, you're going to come back and talk to us again, right? And you're not going to act like we don't know you. Okay, for sure. What's next for you? What are you working on now? I know you're working. You've been signed to your record label, so presumably you've got something coming out. What's next for you?
Well, I'm going on, like, my first, like, 2-week tour, where I'm going to be, like, on a bus and everything, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So that's going to be taking up, you know, some time, and just finishing my album before the end of this year and just, you know, getting things popping.
Okay. That was Krayshawn. You may have seen her online hit Gucci. As we said, she's just been signed to a major deal with Columbia Records, and we'll be hearing her new CD soon, we hope. And she was kind enough to join us from LA. Krayshawn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to go out on your song, Bumpin' Bumpin'.
Bumpin'. steps, fulfill all my wishes.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Dance for something.